Praise the Lord. And message 154. The title of the message, Set an Example, Part 2. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time you give us. Anoint my lips and put your words, O God, so that your people will hear, get encouraged, and get teaching and direction and wisdom that come from you. Lord, we do pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and life of your people. Raise up many people to be set as a good examples to others to follow your ways and your commands. Lord, I do pray that you will receive the harvest and fruitful life and ministry in each and everyone, Lord, who listen. We thank you and praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Paul said to the church an example. As he follow and abide with the example of Christ, Paul set an example to other to follow him. We need to set an example to others to follow. Whether you like it or no, your life is an example. If you follow the example of Christ, the people will follow also the same pattern of Christ. You know, part of the teaching, they use visual aid in the school. They will teach about the matter, about the subject, and they use also visual aid. They use illustration. Why they call it? Why they call it visual aid? Because when you see something with your eyes, it took a longer period of time until you forget it. Same here, our teaching material is the Bible, and the visual aid is our lives. People, they don't know the Bible, they don't know Christ, they don't know even right and wrong, what is right and what is wrong, they don't know. But as they see others, they will imitate them. And we, as we live our life for Christ, people, they will imitate us. But if you live your life in a wrong way, the people also will imitate you, but they don't know that what you are doing is wrong. They think that what you are doing is right. So here, setting an example is very important. People around you, people who are very near to you, your family, your children, when they will see you doing certain things, they think that you are right, and they will start to imitate what you are doing, thinking that is the correct thing. Setting an example is a real responsibility on each and every one of us who listen. I will not tell you follow that example or follow other example, but I will tell you follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Paul was confident, and I am also today confident to tell you follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We need to set an example. We need to be very sure of what you are doing. You need to be very cautious of what you are doing. You need to be also very sure of what you are doing, because whether you like it or no, people will follow your example. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 in verse 31, he say, Paul, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. Even the simplest things, the eating and drinking, what you eat, what type of food, expensive food, spending much on the restaurants, buying food that is expensive, buying food that is unhealthy, junk, eating too much fat, eating too much also gluten, this is a bad example. People will look on what you eat. Are you budgeting your food? Are you eating what is needed? Or you spend much on chocolate and other food that is unhealthy and it is not good for your life. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do it all for the glory of God. What you drink? Some people, they drink wine and other things, beer. This is against the word of God. We should not take wine. The healthy drink that we should take well is water. Soft drinks, Pepsi Cola and other things, it costs you money and also it gives you an unhealthy body. Whatever you do it all for the glory of God. People are watching you. How you dress, your dress, for the man and for the woman. We should cover the part of our bodies. Even men, legs and thighs and shoulders should be covered. Women, they should cover the part of their body, below knees, and cover the upper arm, the breast, the abdomen, should be covered. Even men, their shoulders, their chest, their thighs should not be exposed to public. People will see what you are wearing and they think that is the right thing. They think that is the example. Even wearing expensive clothes, every now and then you go and buy expensive clothes, a branded clothes, this is not the example. These are expensive clothes that cost you money and will waste your money, and you are setting a bad example by being a bad steward in what the Lord had entrusted you of money. Gold, accessories, buying and selling things, expensive mobiles, this all people will see with their eyes. Be careful what you do and the thing that you are doing, because you are setting an example you are not aware. People very near to you, they will imitate what you are doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 32, we say, do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God. People, they will imitate, they will follow. If they will know what is wrong, they will avoid. But if they will not know what you are doing is wrong, then you are setting a bad example to them and you will entice them to fall into sin. I will not tell you further, go and follow other example, but I will tell you, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. I am very cautious in all what I do, so that I will set an example, a pattern for you to follow. In book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 17, Paul say, join with others in following my example. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. What is telling them? Join with others who follow my example. There are people who follow the example of Paul. He is telling the church in Philippi, follow this. People, join those people the same way. There are people who follow my example. Join with those people. Those who does not follow the teaching that I give, don't follow them. The instruction that I give, and you know my teaching, and you know from where you learn it, these things you follow. Don't follow or don't join others who does not follow my example. And take note of those who live according to the pattern we give you. I give you a pattern in everything, how you spend, how you do your duties, how you do the ministry, how you take care of your family, how to nurture your children, how you prepare for marriage, how you save money, how you dress, how you eat, how you pray, how you teach. In everything I have done my best to give you a pattern. This pattern you keep. Why I am telling this? In verse 18, Paul say, "For as I have often told you before, and now say again even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things." Many Christians nowadays, they call themselves as Christians, but they are enemies of the cross. They are boastful, worldly. Their mind on earthly things, vacation and trips, and also enjoyment, worldliness. They enjoy parties, worldly celebrations, spend more on dress and food and restaurants. This is not the pattern that we give you. People who want to perform their ambitions and plan, they have dreams against the word of God, against the will of God, against the plan of God. They are still pursuing it. This is not the example and the pattern that we give you. They want to enjoy life, but Christ wants us to endure hardship as he endured it on earth. Such kind of people, they are not the worker of Christ. They are the enemy of Christ. Their God is their stomach. Their mind is on earthly things. Don't join such kind of people. Even if they are calling themselves Christian, if they are saying we are serving the Lord, don't follow such example. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Paul said to Timothy in book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, he told him, Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." We know that Timothy was young age and he was the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Paul is telling him, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, because you are small age. Now, how Timothy, his young age, and he will not allow anyone to look down on him. What, he will fight with them? No. The way that Paul instructed him to overcome this limitation, he told him, set an example, but set an example for the believers. When you set an example for others, that will stop the way of, this is the way to stop the people from saying on you bad. This will stop the people from saying on you bad comments and from criticizing you. Set an example for them. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are poor. but set an example. Don't let anyone look down on you because your profession is not high. But set an example. Don't let anyone look down on you because of your skin color. Don't let anyone look down on you because of your nationality. But set an example. The people, even the believers, when they will see somebody is young, somebody is poor, somebody is not having a very good profession, somebody is not having a big salary, they may look down on him. He said to Timothy, don't let them look down on you because you are young age. In that church, sure, there were people older than Timothy. They were in age, more advanced, but Timothy was the leader. So he will overcome. Paul told him, set an example. They will see the example, they will be put to shame. They cannot do anything. They will follow. Set an example for the believer. Nutrition speech, the way you speak is very important. In part one of the message, set an example, we spoke about this. We just go here quickly. The way you speak, the way you live your life, the people are noticing, they are watching how you conduct your life, how you manage your family, how you do your work, how you save your money, how you dress, how you plan. In life, in love, you need to love yourself, you need to love God, you need to love the people. Love God by living in holiness. Loving the people by bringing them to Christ. Praying for them. Evangelizing them. Serving them so they can see Christ in you. And love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. In love, in faith, you must set an example for others. In faith, how is your faith? Are you a man who is easily shaken, or you are a man who trusts God that whatever happen, that you are standing firm and you are giving a clear message that you are really a trust in the Lord. Book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 27, Paul said, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel. So, my instruction to you, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Set an example in faith, in life, in speech, in love, and in purity. You must have pure, clear motive in living your life to God and in serving the Lord. Your motive will be clear to each and every one. In purity, in holiness. Your heart desire to live your life to God, set an example to others to follow. Your example is you are following the example of Christ. Paul say also to the church in Philippi, in Philippians chapter 4 verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I say it also to you the same. Whatever you have learned, you have learned. I have taught you a lot of things. You have received from me with a message, in talk, in letter, in text. There are things you receive. Personal instruction. Or hear from me. You heard from me. I spoke to you directly or indirectly, you have heard from my mouth, or seen in me. You have seen me doing it. You know my practice. All these things, put it into practice. The importance here of setting example. People will learn from what you speak, from what you teach. They will also learn from what they see in you. Here I tell you, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Why I am now insisting on you to follow what I say or to follow what I practice and what I have taught you? Because I want the God of peace will be with you. When you don't obey and start to do your own, then the devil of trouble will be with you. And I don't like you to be affected or harmed. Paul said to Timothy, and I said to you in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. You know me, you know my life, you know what I taught, and you know what I follow. This, what you learn, this you continue. Continue what you have learned and have become convinced of. You know from where you got it? You know I practice it? All the teaching I give, all the discipline I do it and I practice it. Do the same. The question here, why Timothy was young in age and he was the pastor of the church at Ephesus? We need to go to the life of Timothy. From what the scripture tell us, we can pick up things. It helps us to set a good example to others. Who taught Timothy the word of God? Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. What Paul said to Timothy, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Here we know that Timothy, he knew the scriptures. So he was reading the scripture, he was acquainted with the scripture, he was exposed in the scripture even when he was infant, 2 years old or less. Oh wow, how is that can be? Yes, children and infant, they can praise God. That's what the Lord say. That's in Psalm 2, from the lips of infant and babes, you perfected the praise. And here Timothy, he knew the scripture from his infancy. He learned the Bible from his infancy. Where he learned it? In his house. What Paul said to him. Also, he said to him in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. So here there is transmission of faith. From whom? Not from the church or the pastor, but from the family, from the grandmother and from the mother. They were dedicated Christian, and they raised up Timothy in the fear of the Lord. How we need to raise up our children? We need to give them Bible. We need to have family worship every day. We should close and remove TVs from houses. If you want your children to raise them in the fear of God and godly children, remove your TV. Don't let your children go out and play with other city children or neighbors or friends. Keep them inside with you. Teach them the ways of God. If you want to take them outside, take them with yourself. Don't allow them to go alone. They will learn bad things. Care for your children daily. Have family worship. You and the mother, the children, read every day 1 to 2 chapters in the Bible from the beginning, Genesis, right to the end of the Bible every day. And when you finish reading, kneel down and pray. Teach your children to kneel down. Read the Bible to them. And when they start to read, they are able to read 4 or 5 years. Then give them the scripture to read and observe them while they are reading. That's your responsibility. So there will be impartation of faith, word of God, teaching. And now we understand how Timothy became pastor in a young age, because he was raised up in a godly family. And then when he met Paul, he was a candidate to be equipped for the Lord and start serving him. Paul met Timothy in the church, and Paul took him, trained him, and equipped him to do the work of God. So here, Timothy was first received the teaching in his home, in his house, and that is the right example for us today. Family worship, homeschooling, caring and nurturing the children. Not only we give them food or drink, but give them the word of God daily, protecting them from TVs, internets, video games, that all these are all paralyze their minds and teach them wrong things and cripple them. They need to focus on Jesus and on the word of God. They should know how to pray. They should know how to read the Bible. They should know how to praise God. They sing to the Lord. They fast. They will fast with us, our children. We will share our burden, because that is how they will be impartation of faith, word of God, hearing the messages, hearing the events, hearing the work of God, hearing what the Lord is doing in our life. And that's the way that our children will be raised up in the fear of the Lord. Set an example. That's what the Lord wants us, from each and every one of us. We need to set an example. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, he said, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier get involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. When Paul met Timothy, Timothy was a good example. He abided with the word of God and with Paul, and Paul recommended Timothy. Paul admired Timothy and his obedience, and Timothy got a fruitful life and ministry as he abided with the will of God and the word of God. Endure hardship. To set an example, endure hardship with us, willing to suffer, willing to come out from worldliness, willing to come out to cut these parties and spending and trips and vacations and worldliness, selfish ambition. Endure hardship with us. As you follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ, and you follow my example, I am inviting you to endure hardship with us as a good soldier. You need to be a good soldier so that others will follow. As you see my life as a good soldier, enduring hardship, reaching the lost, opening new areas, resisting all temptation, doing God's will, endure hardship with us. We need workers. We need people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need people who are soldiers so that God will fill them and use them mighty for His glory. No one serving as a soldier get involved in civilian affairs. The civilian affairs will take you away from the ministry. You need to move away from holiness so that you can be a good soldier of Christ. Paul recommend also Timothy, and the life of Timothy admonish each and every one of us to live a life of discipline so that our life will be fruitful and effective. Your life should be fruitful. In the book of Philippians and chapter 2, Paul was speaking to the Philippians, and he told them about Timothy. I read Philippians chapter 2 from verse 19 to verse 23. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. Paul, he wants to send Timothy. Why? He cannot go. Whatever limitation, age, or whatever, but he have Timothy. He can rely on. When you set a good example, we can rely on you. I have no one else like him, verse 20. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. How to set an example? You must have a genuine interest in the welfare of the people, in the welfare of the ministry, in the things that God wants you to take an interest. Verse 21, for everyone looks out for his own interest, not those of Jesus Christ. Don't follow other people's example. They are selfish. They look onto their own interest, not that of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself. Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope therefore to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. Paul was ready to send him because Timothy has proved himself as a son, proved himself to the father. He was beside Paul in serving the work of the gospel. I challenge you to hear the message, to set an example, to be a son to me in the service of the gospel. I need workers with their heart are prepared to follow the mission work that the Lord had entrusted to us, to His church, to reach the lost and preach the gospel and make disciples for the Lord. Set an example. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We will continue later on the remaining of this message about setting an example. Right now, let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent to your church and your people. Raise up people who are a real example for others. They will challenge others to be transformed, to be renewed in mind, to follow your ways and your word and your commands. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Oh Lord, bless those who listen and use their life for your glory. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.